At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The coup de grace hour of Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Great to have you with us from New York and Toronto. I'm Pharrell, along with the Prime Minister of Canada, Cam Stewart, live in Ontario. Spew news real quick, and I'll get to it more in depth in a minute, but the Lakers and the Bus family are selling the team. They have sold today a majority stake of the Los Angeles Lakers. I never thought I would see the day. Wow. That she, Jeannie Buss, would sell the team. I can't believe it. Now, I'll tell you more about it, but I know that allegedly she's going to stay on as governor. And I believe that about as much as I believe it doesn't rain in New York City. Okay? So, like, some guy buys the team, he's going to leave her in that position for, I think, short term. You know, he buys the team, he owns the team. You're going to have her around very long. I don't believe for 1 minute that that's going to last long term. I say short term, okay, fair enough. You know how companies take over other companies. The CEO is going to stay on and handle the transition until they give a golden parachute of money to jump out a window. That's what happens. All right, so let's continue on with the finals. Then we'll get to that story. So here's Mark Dagno, the coach of the Thunder, one win away from their first championship.
I think if you want to accomplish anything, you have to stack to it. You know, if you want to accomplish any goal, you know, it starts with what you can do today to step towards that goal. And we've tried to take a stacking mindset to everything we've done. You know, you can't, even when the team was rebuilding, you know, you can't fast forward that process. You have to be very present in the process and just stack days and stack possessions. You know, we want to win the game tomorrow, but the most important thing we need to do to win the game tomorrow is prepare today and prepare tomorrow, and then play the first possession really well, and then the next possession, and then the next possession. And that's how we try to approach a game. That's how we try to approach playoff series. It's how we try to approach every single day, and let that win the day. If you do that, then you can put your head on the pillow at night and know that you gave it everything you had. You know, the minute you start to drift mentally into the future, into the past, it impacts your ability to stack the next thing. And so we try to stay very disciplined to that.
Where yeah, I agree with that. I believe in stacking pancakes and Pringles.
Me too. I stack my breakfast to the ceiling. Anyway, I don't know, Scott, it was one of those things I was just listening, kind of like when I was in school, and I'm just like, yeah, and thinking about like a keg party or like, you know, something else. I don't know where that went, but Oklahoma City's better than Indiana, and they're proving it lately. That's all we know. If they want to do well and cover, punch him in the face early. Just don't keep the Pacers in the game. Because if Oklahoma City goes up early, the Pacers are going to get throttled.
You know, I want to look at it like this. Every team, even, you know, the Bulls and like the Celtics, it doesn't matter who it is. Eventually, so they talk about how young they are and how they all love each other and they're all best friends. Well, so was Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan until now they don't speak and they don't talk. At the end, they all think they're better than one another and they get separated like marriages. Okay. Secondly, the Celtics, don't tell me they're the same as when Tatum and Brown won it. They started drifting apart the year after. I believe now they're so young and stupid that they love each other and they're having a blast. They all do commercials together. They go out together. They eat, they drink, they party. They have, you know, girlfriends, the whole deal. Everybody just this is the greatest time of their lives. I believe eventually you're going to have the Shay and J-Dub, like, you know, this guy J-Dub's becoming a star. He's going to become a superstar. And eventually 3 years, 4 years from now, this isn't going to be the love affair that it is now. You got to win now and then win again like next year, or go for it again next year and then the year after, because these windows of dynasties and love affairs and friendships, they all split apart like a watermelon. I mean, let's just face facts. They do. SGA talking about how they haven't done anything until they get it done.
No, the cusp of winning is not winning. And the way I see it, winning is all that matters. So it hasn't been fulfilling. We haven't done anything the way I see it. But I've built great friendships along the way. I've had a lot of fun playing basketball, and I think that's where you start. And the organization and the guys around me have done a really good job of building an environment that's fun to come to every day, and really just focus on work and getting better. And I think that's why we made jumps.
So remember Shaq and Kobe. Remember the Pistons and Isaiah. They splintered apart. It happens to every team always. You wonder when it'll happen to the Florida Panthers. Right now they're all best buddies and everything's great. They keep winning Stanley Cups and they go to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row. Eventually it becomes about money and guys, you know, time. How much they're playing, how much burn, how many shots, how many, you know, shifts in hockey. It's all the same, Cam. Eventually these teams splinter.
You're right. That's why you have to win, though. Look at the Panthers. If they splinter, say, who cares, man? We went to three Stanley Cups and won two of them. Like, that's the whole thing. They went, you know how hard it is to go back to back? Oklahoma City hasn't done anything until they win. So you're absolutely right, Scott. You have to get it done because you don't know when your window is coming back. And that's the thing. When I look at the Oilers or all these other teams, you go to the finals, you've lost Stanley Cup finals back to back to the same team. You're probably not going to get there next year.
Yeah, I think they've already started peeling apart the Oilers. I thought they failed miserably. Here's J-Dub saying the last game was great, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a blessing for sure. God's put me in a good space, man. It's like kind of like bittersweet because it happens in the finals. So a lot of it is like getting over it pretty quickly. So I've stopped thinking about it, but that night was really cool. It's something that I don't take for granted. Elite company for sure, but it's something that I've also put on the back burner. Like for me, that game no longer matters. And now we're trying to close out a series. But looking back on it, like when I'm done playing basketball, like just to be in those conversations, I think is really cool and really special. And having my family gets to be a part of it too. Like for them to be at the game was super cool.
I said yesterday, watching him in Arizona as a kid and then going to Santa Clara and what he's become in the NBA is pretty special. I think he's on his way to greater heights. And I think tomorrow night he needs to go off again. I mean, that'll be four straight games where he's trying to have over 27 and a 40 burger was incredible. I think he can do it again. I think he can have 30 again, at least. It's going to be a lot harder to have 30 at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse than it is at the Paycom in OKC, though.
Great call, though, Scott. But you hear him compared to other guys. Like, look how cool that press conference was. It seemed very authentic. Like, me and you have been around the business for, like, we've been doing this stuff for a long time. I listen to people, I'm like, you know what I mean? That kid seems... He's got something. Like he appreciates things. I like his attitude. There's a lot to like with him. Williams is a guy that you cheer for, and I couldn't agree with you more, man. I think he's gonna put up a huge game again. He's gonna be a monster.
Let's look at the MVP odds for the finals right now. And obviously, everyone's darling is Shai Gilgeous. I actually and now look, I know they're gonna give it to him. He's gonna get all the hardware like the leader of every team does, basically. Mm-hmm. But I honestly think, for my money, that J-Dub's played better in the games that matter. Like this game, you know, here we go. This is game six. It's gone deeper and deeper. And as it gets more intense, the games are better and more meaningful and they matter more. And he's been the guy. He's the guy that's doing all the damage to the Pacers. I think he should be the MVP, but he's not going to get it.
No, it never works that way. You know, the same thing for like Super Bowl MVP, a defensive guy. He has to have basically two defensive touchdowns and, you know, block a kick. Like, he's got to do everything, or else you just give it to the quarterback or receiver, running back. You know the way it works, Scott. And SGA is the face of the franchise. He will win.
When we come back, we'll look at tomorrow night's odds for Game 6, the series odds as they stand now, and we'll tell you about the Lakers selling today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Always love having Scoop Mish on. Craig Mish from Newswire, of course, the Marlins pregame host on FanDuel Sportsnet Florida. You can follow him on X at Craig Mish from South FLA. He's got it all going, unlike the Mets and Yankees lately. As I've said today, they're peeling away at their leads in the East, in the National League and in the American League. Both of them are kind of falling apart a little bit right now. The Yankees scoreless inning streak at 29 innings. And I bet on the Angels on Monday and Tuesday and May.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, like, I think people are overreacting to this. The Yankees go through this every year. There's a pocket of games during the year where they can't score. I mean, haven't we gone through this with Fire Boone for like 3 years in a row? Like, I mean, they're going to get it going and turn it around, and they'll add players if they need to. And also, they, you know, they had some overachieving players. Paul Goldschmidt was having a fantastic year. He's now kind of gone back a little bit. But I have very little concerns for them. And part of it, too, is the division is sort of middling. Now, Tampa Bay is a very smart ball club, and I'm sure they'll be in it. Probably one of the better ball clubs that are 6-7 games over 500 that could potentially give them trouble. But we've seen the Rays do this before. Then they get to the postseason and they get outclassed by somebody else. So in the end, the Yankees probably win the division, you know, have a really good shot to get back to the World Series. But you and I know, Scott, that the best teams don't always get to the World Series like they did last year. It's how lucky you are at the end of the year.
What did you think? I saw that story today about the Rays selling, right? Yeah. And that they were worth $1.7 billion. Were you surprised at that valuation at all? And like, compare it to like the Marlins. What are the Marlins worth these days as opposed to their friends from across the state in the Alligator Alley?
Well, I mean, that's a really good question, because the Rays, as you know, Scott, don't even have a stadium and they're worth $1.7 billion. They're playing in a spring training facility owned by the Yankees.
Right.
So yes, all around the league, owners are probably celebrating a little bit. And as far as the Marlins are concerned, I mean, you would have to think with them owning the building in Miami that they probably are right around there, if not even more. I mean, I they had a valuation lower than that. And maybe I don't know how all that works, by the way. But, you know, the Twins, remember, they were kind of talking about maybe selling the team too. And, you know, the White Sox just made this deal with the owner of the Suns. So I got to tell you, I think that that's a pretty hefty price tag to pay for a team, Scott, with no home. No home.
What do you think of this this guy, Walter, that's buying the Lakers? He owns a heavy piece of the Dodgers. Isn't that about right?
Yeah, he does. And so, look, it can only mean good things, but this is the big problem with Major League Baseball. It's an apples and oranges conversation. because the NBA has a salary cap. So they can't go get Ohtani's brother to play for the Lakers, you know? Like, that's it. Like, there's only a certain amount of money you can spend. So we'll have to see. I think you probably have to be a little bit sharper in the NBA to get it done than you do in baseball, where you could just keep throwing money at guys left and right. But I do think in baseball that's going to change, too, in a year. I think that everything is going to be very similar to the NBA and the NFL.
What is your thoughts on Breslow's move? They hate him in Boston already. They got rid of Betts. They get rid of Rafi Devers. And I want to know your reaction from both ends of it. One team's trash is another's gold. I think that guy's going to tear the ball up in that big ballpark out at Oracle in San Francisco. He already has hit that big gap shot double last night, drove in a run, had two hits, struck out a couple times, whatever. But I think he's going to splash balls into the bay. What did you think of the move Breslow made? Do you agree with his move at all? Do you like it, dislike it?
Yeah, a lot of layers to it. The first layer is Boston. So let's be clear. Craig Breslow did not trade Mookie Betts. That was Chaim Bloom who traded
him. That's right.
Chaim Bloom lost his job probably over that. But if it was not for Chaim Bloom, the Red Sox could not have traded Devers because of all these young players that Chaim Bloom got. Chaim Bloom, Scott, he's so bad that he's the GM of the Cardinals next year, right? Like, help me make sense of all this. I'm not sure. So I got Bloom doing a good job with Boston. One bad trade with Mookie Betts, it cost him his job. But all the players that are in Boston right now, and Campbell and Roman Anthony, I mean, those are all through Chaim Bloom.
So he was right.
I mean, it's true. So as far as Breslow is concerned, this probably should have been attacked before the season if they thought they were going to have a big issue with it, as opposed to doing it right now. I think the move is okay for Boston if you hear in a week or two, even though he's a Boris client, somehow that they kept Bregman in this whole thing. If that's the case and they saved themselves some money and Alex Bregman is the guy there for the future for the next 4 or 5 years, okay. If not, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm a big Bregman guy, though. I think he can be, I mean, he may not be Devers, but defensively he's above, and hitting, he's probably 70% or 80%. As far as Devers is concerned, Scott, I would love to agree with you. I don't know that that's going to be the case for him in San Francisco. And the reason why is that the track record of hitters in San Francisco is very poor outside of Bonds. And Scott, do you want to put Jeff Kent in there? I'll do it. But outside of that, the last 10, 20 years of hitters in San Francisco, who are they?
Well, I'll give you this. They went after Judge, failed. They went after Ohtani, right, failed. And they got this guy for $250 million. I think it's worth the shot with his bat. I think he's always hit in the West for the limited resume that he has against West teams. I want to get one last thought from you. What do you think of the game Cal Raleigh had last night? It was like the greatest game in history. This guy with a grand slam and six RBIs, and he had more hits than the entire other team.
You remember Mike Piazza's heyday with the Mets and Dodgers? This is who he is. I mean, this is the best hitting catcher since then. He's going to hit 40 home runs. He's going to drive in over 100. He's going to be in the conversation for MVP of the American League at the end of the year. It's a rare situation to have a catcher this good offensively. So great job by the Mariners. Now, can they get some other guys around them, Scott? I don't know.
I'm hearing Craig Mish will be the guy that buys the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm getting that across my desk right now for $1.7 billion. Now that he's taken over the Marlins TV job and the Sports Grid Network, he's going to buy the Rays and put a roof on the stadium that they don't have.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda
salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
All right, so back with the Prime Minister. Always good to see Scoop Mish.
Yeah, Mish.
From Newswire. All right, so let's go back to the NBA Finals, which is tomorrow night, Game 6, at the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The Pacers' backs are to the wall. Do we have the numbers for Game 6 tomorrow night? I've seen it, you know, everywhere, basically, what, 6.5, you know, 6.5, 221.5, 830 on ABC. What do you think? Can the Pacers survive another game and force Game 7 back in Oak City?
I was thinking earlier, Scott, that they were going to win outright, but now with the Halliburton news and the way Oklahoma City's playing and closing out games, I find the point spread to be very interesting, though. Like, it's a good number, right? Because it's like, 5, you're thinking free throws at the end of the game, but 6.5, it's kind of interesting. What do you think? I think maybe the Pacers lose by 5 or 6. Like, I kind of agree with the computer prognostication there, but I think Oklahoma City will probably get it done. But the problem is, down the stretch, they could pull away.
Remember when they won by 7, right? So that was in Indy. They won by 7. Then they
that was some BS with Scott Foster and the technicals and all the other crap. Right. That game got fishy at the end. Very fishy.
But I had Oak City and I covered 6.5. It's the same number. This time I say they, right now, today, I say they don't cover. I think the Pacers are going to throw the sink at them, and it's not going to matter. Halliburton obviously is going to affect the game in some capacity, but everyone else has to step up. Naismith, Nebhard, I think, have basically been bunk. And I think McConnell's been incredible in Siakam. I think they, you said it best, Turner was dreadful. They have to get everyone else, including Obi-Wan Kenobi, involved. And, you know, I got to tell you, who's this other guy they keep playing? Bradley, whatever his name is. Is that the guy's name? He's terrible.
They got some real stiffs. You're right, Scott. But the thing about Turner is, too, it's like you're getting 16, 14. The guy goes 0-for-5 from three-point land, 1-for-6. Like, dude, you hit a couple of these shots. These are game-changing. So you got to improve those numbers if you're going to take those deep bombs. But I'm with you. McConnell's been grinding. And you know what, Scott, I love about Siakam? He's consistent. You're always going to get between 19 and 24 usually. That's the thing, and the props are right on with him. But I think Siakam's going to have a big game, probably get about 26 for Indiana. Look,
I think Bradley's terrible. I think actually Thomas Bryant plays more physically, gets involved banging, hammering, and quality fouls. You got to do something to keep him out of the low block and easy layups and kisses off the glass. And that guy Bryant will break your nose. And then Shepherd. They don't even, like, that guy, he's, like, not even getting burned. If this guy's injured, they have to have, in my view, all hands on deck. All right, so we've seen the spread. Now the series odds is still, look at this, heavy D.
This is what Gabe and I talked about this. If there's a way the Pacers can find a way, Scott, 12-1. Say they miraculously win the game, they just dig deep, they get it done, they win. Yeah. You got that in your back pocket for the final game. Like, you can't be laying that with Oklahoma City. That's just stupid. Like, you can't even find 9 parlay pieces to go with it. So if you like the Pacers to win, get that in your back pocket. You could do a lot of things with Game 7, but it's asking a lot. But 12-1 is a great price.
Yeah, like Carver Heil put a little teeny piece on these, like, 75, 100-1 long shots in golf and cash it. So do you. Yep. So I can see a little piece on it. All right, let's talk about this sale of the Lakers. It's unbelievable. The Buss family and Jeannie Buss sells majority ownership of the Lakers to Mark Walter, the chairman and CEO of TWG Global, for $10 billion. That's the price tag of the Yankees, if not, you know, for some chump change on top of it. I think the Yankees are $10.7 billion. Also, Walter owns the Dodgers, Cadillac F1. They're in Formula One starting this year. Andretti Racing, an IndyCar, LA Sparks, Chelsea, Professional Women's Hockey League, Billie Jean Cup, Spire Motorsports in NASCAR, that's Luke's division, Guggenheim Investments, Carvana, the car sales place, mm-hmm. as well as other insurance, AI power, and banking companies. $10 billion. I never thought I'd see the day that Jeannie Buss sold her father's Lakers. Honestly, like, he's turning in his grave. I can't believe it. But for $10 billion, yeah. she and everyone else that knows her are set for life. $10 billion. Exactly. They're going to let her run the team as the governor for, I think, short term. They're saying she's going to keep running the team. I don't believe that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Elvis is in the building. Denny Bernstein from the fourth period and NHL Radio on Sirius XM. Fresh off the airplane, coming back from the Stanley Cup Finals in South Florida and watching the Cats go back to back. And man, did they deserve it. They absolutely destroyed the Edmonton Oilers. And I was on the Oilers all year, all season, every playoff yep. series, including your Kings. Yep. I was on them every night except last night. Last night I laid the goal and a half at plus 154, okay. whatever it was, because I could smell it coming. They owned them. I thought Saturday night they kicked their teeth in, and I yep. saw a team that lost their way Saturday night at Rogers Place go down to Florida and waste their time and got their ass beat 5-1.
Decisive wins in 5 and 6, Scotty. You're absolutely right. And look, you want to break it down? We can break it down three ways on why they lost the series, right? Number one, certainly injuries, right? Hyman being out was a huge loss. Matisse Ekholm, you watch this guy play, he's with a shadow of himself. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was hurt as well. Goaltending. Scotty, it's the first time ever in a Stanley Cup final, you're going into game 6 the day before, you don't know who the goaltender is. They didn't know. And I'll say this, coaching. The Panthers, you talk about how great they played, 6 games. First period, 13 goals in 6 games. They weren't ready to start the game, and that's on the coach, Scotty. So, yeah, but the better team won. They put pressure on the Oilers. The defense, other than Connor McDavid, they couldn't exit the zone with any proficiency. So, yeah, the better team won. And this is –
all right, so I think we lost Denny there in Los Angeles. Let's see. I think we got him back. Hopefully we're good to go here. So you were talking about how they got outscored yeah. in the first period of every single game. They got dominated in the first periods of every single game.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're having technical difficulties with Denny in Los Angeles, so I'll let Mafia guide me there if we're going to get him back or not. So obviously we're having challenges there, and we've talked about this at great length, how they got it done. Obviously, the Panthers were unbelievable in the first periods. I thought they were unbelievable in the corners. I thought they were their forecheck was dominant. I thought they were more physical along the walls. I've said this over and over. I have never seen a team in my life in a Stanley Cup Finals have the puck less than the Edmonton Oilers did. I mean, are we going to try? We're going to go back to Denny one more shot here. Denny, they yeah. never had the puck. I mean, like yeah. Saturday night and last night, I was sitting there watching the games with my son going, they never have the puck. I mean, they never have a chance to score when you never have the puck. I mean, Florida controlled every end of that rink and every inch of it along the walls, in the corners, in the neutral zone, on both sides. It was unbelievable to me.
They couldn't handle the pressure, Scotty. That was the problem. Their forecheck, they put two guys in. The defense couldn't clear the zone. And look, as great as Connor and Leon are, you have to have other players to play with. And nobody else showed up. Like, Kane gets thrown out of the game for misconduct, doesn't come back on the ice and shakes hands. Like, you know, it was the better team. And I said about coaching, they never figured out how to beat the forecheck. They never tried anything different. They just kept going to the same thing. Great. It's great that you could put Connor and Leon out on the same line and try to dominate. What about the other three lines? Right. So, and they're going to have to do some soul searching, Scotty. The way they're doing it, it's not going to beat the Panthers. And other teams are going to try to be like the Panthers now. So the Oilers are really close. They've got to look at their defense. They got to look at their depth forwards. And you're right. It was 4 out of 5. And it was decisive, Scotty. Game one, they won in overtime, and they lucked out in one. They lucked out in game four. 3-0 lead. The Panthers went to sleep for some reason.
Right.
They were clearly the better team, but they could not handle the pressure and the defensive play of the Florida Panthers.
Do you think that that Knobloch is in trouble? Because it seemed to me like Connor McDavid was literally saying, we tried the same thing every single night, all night, every night, and none of it worked. It was like beating our head against the wall. I thought that that was a slam on the coaching staff, to be honest with you. And, you know, this guy has gone to 2 straight finals and swung and missed.
Yeah.
And I've said it repeatedly. He was way better last year.
Yeah, it was better last year. I don't think he's in trouble, Scotty. I want to see what Stan Bowman does with respect to making this team better. Right? Because this team is not – they're really close. Maybe 1 or 2 moves. And, Scotty, here's the thing. Go get a goaltender. Like, let me ask you a question. If Bobrovsky was in net for the Oilers, would they have won the Cup? They might have. Right? Stu Skinner last night. That third goal, Scotty, what's he doing with his shoulder? He, like, pushed the puck right towards Barkov. What are you doing?
I know. So, I think that was too obvious. That was so obvious that he should have caught that puck that I think – I actually don't think he saw it. I think he – he may have had one of those situations where, you know how sometimes you'll see their eyes move and they're like they look at something else really quick and then go back to make the play. And I think I think something happened because it was too obvious that he should have caught it and froze it. Instead, he blocks it off and they score. And I mean, I've never seen a guy. I mean, I wasn't around with Rocket Richard, but 4 goals in a game. I mean, this guy Reinhardt went off last night. I mean, he could retire tomorrow, and it'd be the greatest game he ever played in his life. He'll never have a game like that again.
Scotty, that's why this team's so great. You could have said 3 guys that could have won the Conn Smythe. Bennett won it. Marchand, the Rat, could have won it. And then Sam Reinhardt had, 6 or 7 goals in the last 3 games. That's how good they are. And, Scotty, all those guys were traded for. So when you talk about this BS about state taxes – they didn't win because of state taxes. They traded for 5 guys. They signed Connor Verhaeghe for $1 million. They got Gustav Forsling, who's their second best defenseman, on waivers. Brilliant management by Billy Zito. And this team could come back again and win next year. Now, Sam Bennett's got needs a contract, got to come back. I don't think Marchand's going to stay. I think Ekblad's going to leave. They're going to have to make some changes. But this team, this is how you win in 2025 in the NHL, the way the Florida Panthers did the last 2 seasons.
So what do you think Bennett, like, what would they have to do to keep Bennett? Would it kill him fiscally? And obviously they can't keep both of them, can they? Marchand's going to get rich somewhere else. Do you think he goes back to Boston or somewhere else?
He never goes back to Boston. You never go back. You never go. He's going to go somewhere else. He may go to Dallas. He could go to Vegas if they don't get Marner. Bennett, $8 million for 8 years. Right? You need that guy. He's your second line center. So I think that's it. And you could Aaron Ekblad is good, but you can replace him. You can replace Marchand with a younger player because Marchand's 37 years old, and he was a central part of the winning this. But if you keep Sam Bennett, you can keep this team together. They still have a great coach. They still have a great goaltender who won 2 cups, who won two bests. This team was constructed so well by Billy Zito and managed so well by Paul Maurice. It's not a mistake they went back-to-back. It's so hard to do. Scott, it's hard to do it once. To do it twice in this era with the salary cap, it's a massive achievement for this team. This is a great team that could still be great next season.
They won back-to-back, and they went to 3 in a row. Three. Now they're going to be going for 4. Do you think Bob could do it again? Like, that he could actually go back and do another run like this?
If they play like that in front of him, Scotty, absolutely. Why not? He wasn't really that stressed that much. There was 1 or 2 games he was stressed. Last night he was impressed, and he said the same thing. These last 2 games, he wasn't even pushed hard. He should have had shutout last night, but they went to sleep with 4 minutes left. So Bob can do it. This team can do it again. They are a great team. They should be celebrated. It's so hard to do, and they did it perfectly.
Real quick, I got 10 seconds. What'd you think of Jeannie Buss selling the Lakers for $10 million to the Dodgers owner?
That's an L.A. story, Scotty. That's why I live here, brother.
That's an L.A. story. That sounded like the ending of a movie right there. Go take a shower, Elvis. Great job all season long covering the NHL for us. We love you.
We love you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
All right, great job today by the Prime Minister Cam Stewart in Toronto. We got one last hurrah with him here. So we're going to talk Pain Day Skinny, which is crucial to everyone's well-being, NFL style. So Lamar Jackson talked at the mini camp about their playoff loss to the Bills. Here's your boy, Lamar.
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still hunt me, you know? So I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me. Because we still had a chance to win. You know, it's football. Everything not going to go our way, man. You know, before it was like, oh, you can't win the playoff game. We won the playoff game. We got to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. Then we just fell short, like 2 games short this year. But we're going to bounce back. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to have vengeance on our mind.
I think that guy is awesome, but I hate his guts because he plays for the Ravens. I really can't stand him. He's a great, he's just a great personality. I wish he was, I would trade my whole team for him.
Oh, I agree with you, Scott. Another thing is too, though, but that's the Ravens. Bad game plan against Kansas City. They're running the ball effectively. They get out of it. They make mistakes, turnovers. Andrews with a drop ball. It's like they get there and just can't get over the hump. They're going to have to do it soon. It's not getting any easier.
I blame Mark Andrews for ice raids as well, because everyone's blaming Mark Andrews for everything these days in Baltimore. The Ravens have signed former Packers cornerback Jair Alexander, and he was college teammates with Lamar, so he's very excited about that. And now, can the Ravens finally make the Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson? Here's the odds to make the Super Bowl. The Bills are the favorites. That's your that's Carver High's boy, the Bills, and Josh Allen right there. Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, Rams, Niners, Commanders make the board. What do you think, Cam?
Well, it's kind of like the Bills and the Carolina Hurricanes, but I believe in the Bills a little bit more. Philadelphia is so damn deep. The Ravens are interesting. Kansas City, I think, is going to take a step back. Detroit, worry about their D still, but they're getting guys back. What do you think about the Rams at +9? Is that insane, or the command, like one of the, not the Niners, Rams or Commanders on that board looks very interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Commanders last year. I think Daniels is great. And then I thought their performance against the Eagles was Barf City. I mean, that was the worst football game I ever saw in my life. So I don't think I trust them. I think they might have a shot to win the East because no one ever repeats in the East. I know that. Legacy. Josh Allen defends the tush push and says, it, if you don't like it, stop it. That's what I've always said. Like, all these teams complaining about the tush push are the ones that can't stop it.
No, you're right, Scott. Like, that's the thing. It's like they're not banning or whatever. Figure it out. do it yourself or stop it. Like, that's the thing. Don't complain about it. That's the Eagles have mastered it. Figure it out. It's a copycat league.
All right, so you remember Henry Ruggs III?
Yes.
He was the guy that got in that horrific DUI crash that killed people in Las Vegas. Here he is talking about what he would say to his victims now at a Hope for Prisoners event last night in Sin City.
One that I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I would love for them to meet the real Henry Ruggs and not the one that was escaping from something. You know, I sincerely apologize for not only being a part of that situation, but the fact that, you know, not to take a shot at you, but the fact that my face is always in the news, my face is always in the newspaper, so they have to constantly be reminded of the situation, be reminded of me and see, you know, those memories have to continue to rise because of all of the fame and notoriety that I have, which I never asked for, I never liked.
And, you did it, bro.
You know, so I would just tell them that you know, like I said, I deeply apologize for just being a part of that, and I wish that they could meet the real Henry Ruggs and not one who was just running away from everything.
I'll give you that. He was wasted the night he did it, but he did it. And no one else did it. He's the one that got behind the wheel. He's the one that was hammered. He's the one that killed him. And I can guarantee you, brother, they're never going to forget you. No one ever forgets anyone that kills their family or kills their family members. Okay? Drunk driving.
Yeah. We made mistakes before, but here's the bottom line. Some of these guys are factory workers or has alimony payments. They have a couple too many. They go, oh, these guys are football players who have money. Like, it's like, I always say that, Scott, like, why go to the club with a gun or like, just have a damn party at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Have your security, drivers, hire people, all these other things. But bad decisions are made with alcohol and drugs. Things happen. But no, you're right. It's a shame. He that whole said, story is just a shame.
He said he using alcohol was an escape from football. He wants to play football again. He would like to play for the Raiders again. And all I have to say to that is good luck. That's not happening.
It's like, never happened.
You know, I don't see it happening. Like, people, what NFL team's going to literally take a shot on this guy after he did what he did? I mean, it's just that simple. Former Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman was charged with DUI in connection with a February 24 arrest. Speaking of guys drinking and driving. The Rams are open to a Jalen Ramsey reunion. I have heard that 10 times in the last 6 months. Well, if you're so interested in Ramsey, then do the deal. I mean, make a trade for him then. Quit talking about it. The Niners' Trent Williams says he wants to play until he's 40. He's not retiring yet. He says he's still got gas in the tank, and he said he wants to play 3 more seasons. Listen, whatever Trent wants, Trent gets, because Trent will roll his ass on you and beat your ass and sit on you and kill you. I mean, he gets what he wants, right?
He's the best. Yep.
Sabrina Ionescu has her second game in a row of 34 points as Liberty beat Atlanta 86-81. Did you see Caitlin Clark get abused last night and people roughing her up and smashing her from behind and knocking her down to the floor and smacking her in the face? I mean, these chicks just don't get it. She's the one that's now making you rich. She's the one that's got the league. Everyone talking about the league. None of you other chicks matter at all. Not one of you.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though. It's prison rules, man. I've seen crazier stuff in a WNBA game than wrestling, man. It's nuts. These guys are killing each other. It's wild.
I actually think it's awful. I think it's just awful what they're doing. It's not even basketball. These chicks, I mean, it's like the WWE.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally.
Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Everybody loves leftovers. So in that game last night, Clark got eye poked by J.C. Sheldon, then knocked to the ground by Marina Mabry viciously from behind. Oh, just a dirty, savage, dangerous hit from behind. I think she should be suspended, Mabry, for that hit. Clark, Mabry, and Charles get tagged. Sheldon gets a flagrant on a layup. A minute later, Sophie Cunningham dragged Mabry to the ground by her hair. I got to tell you, I thought that was pretty enjoyable. And she's kind of hot. Are we on the air? Sophie, don't talk. Okay. Cunningham, Sheldon, and Allen all ejected after the scuffle. I thought the WNBA refs last night were absolutely deplorable. They were so awful. Spew news, coming across the Spew News desk right now. The Stanley Cup was damaged last night during the party. The bowl was cracked and the bottom was dented. They're going to fix it before the parade in steamy South Florida. Also, Spew news. Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders cited for driving 101 miles an hour on Tuesday night, according to the police. At least he wasn't drunk and killing people. Chelsea's Mikhailo Mudryk faces a ban of 4 years for doping. We got another juicer. Roger, we got a new track record. Conor McGregor is at it again, caught on video in a nightclub in Ibiza, knocking out a patron with two swift blows. Haymaker, headbutt. Former UFC fighter Ben Askren's wife says he's being evaluated for a lung transplant. He's got a massive case of severe pneumonia. I had pneumonia. It's awful. That'll make a man out of you, pneumonia. The Canadian Grand Prix is renewed by Formula One through 2035. So they're going to be having that up in Montreal for the next 10 years. They're good to go in Oh Canada with the Formula One. Ferrella finish, a married teacher. Accused of scream mask orgies. She was wearing scream mask. Everybody came to the orgy with a scream mask on, and it was with students. She's been forced to sell her home where the sick, perverted acts took place. Pretty good idea, though. A scream. Write that in the things to know. No, that's not a good. Don't talk about. Okay. Chiropractor accused of poisoning his wife, lead, amid a bitter divorce, now says that he's the real victim here. My man poisoned his wife to handle his business and is trying to say that he's the victim. Family's dog Zeus dragged into a Florida pond by a gigantic alligator. It went into the alligator's mouth, and somehow, miraculously, Zeus came out of the water alive and well, although haunted by the demons of the alligator's teeth and breath for the remainder of his life. He'll never be the same, Zeus, the family dog. A Long Island man hired a hitman to kill a construction company rival for $100,000. 10 acres of land in India. Listen, I need you to kill someone for me. And I promise you, I will give you a patch of land in India that you will cherish forever. All you have to do is kill this guy for me. It turns out it didn't work out so well, and he got arrested and is going to go to jail now for a 20-year stretch. A dad of a missing 2-year-old boy may have told his mom, and he did tell his mom, that he threw the baby off a New York City bridge into the East River. Then they told us that he had mental health issues for the next 3 days and in tabloids. And then, to top it off, it gets even better. The family is blaming the city. They're blaming the city for the kid throwing the baby off of the bridge. I have seen it all. What does the city have to do with your son creeping out and throwing a baby overboard off a bridge to his death? How about blame him? How's that for a plan? A bomb lab found in the basement of a New Jersey teen's house who offered his expertise to help fellow students detonate explosives. He was having explosive parties at his house, teaching all his classmates how to blow things up. Very scary. Front Office Sports Today is next, then GTD, then In-Game Live, then Sports Rage. Carver and Lisi at 8 on Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow at 3. I'm coast to coast.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.